going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Well, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. With me is Ben Garrett in that little studio with the house up top that's now in his hand. That is the Riverland Roofing Studio. Ben, how are we doing on this Friday, brother?
Good, Billy. Good. I'm excited to be with you. Bradley Sowell is off in a softball tournament for his oldest daughter, who's like a softball baller. So Bill had to jump in and fill in with me. But the plan is for every Friday, me and Bradley Sowell to be here going live with y'all. So I think overall the goal too, Bill, is to have at least Friday shows or live shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. And that's what you, the Ole Miss fan, need to remember. We want you here with us. We want you conversating. We want you asking us your questions. And also join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, Fleet of On Three. It's a good day to have a good day. It's going to be a hard day here in New Albany because today is Joel's stuff. He's got his visitation and his funeral. So it's going to be a tough day in that way. But as far as where we are and where things are with Ole Miss and where sports are, it's both an exciting time and an interesting time for sure, especially as the spring portal window kind of starts to settle a little bit.
Yeah, this is that time where we do kind of get to take a little bit of stock in what has been done by these Ole Miss coaches, both Lane Kiffin, Chris Beard, of course, Coach Yeo also getting it done, but really want to talk about Chris Beard and Lane Kiffin and the work that they did in this spring transfer portal window. Now, of course, basketball, this is their only window, really. I mean, you have I think there's a December window, but no one really uses it. It's all about that spring portal window and navigating that. And, you know, for Ole Miss, they're pretty close to being done with a totally new roster almost. You know, you really had to go out for the basketball team and acquire an entirely new team. You know, Malik Dia was the big piece that they got to be retained. They've got Eduardo Klafke back. You know, they've got some other pieces, but this is a team that is completely new, whereas the football team had holes, and I feel like they addressed them well. Somebody asked about the secondary on the board this week, and I said, look, they filled in pretty well, and what they did is they gave themselves options. They also addressed the position from a long-term perspective, you know, bringing in a guy like Tavoy Fagan from Clemson who has multiple years left. They bring in some older guys. I like that they brought in a little Mississippi flavor with Ricky Fletcher coming back to the state. Now you've just got to maybe find one way to add one more piece that can really help you this year. But overall, what Lane Kiffin needed to accomplish this spring, when we laid out that day one list of transfer portal needs from spring ball, which, by the way, I think they addressed just about every position except D-line, pretty good. Pretty good for us. Pretty good for Lane Kiffin.
Pretty good. When I pitched this to you yesterday, when I said, hey, Bill, you got to fill in for Brad tomorrow. He's off on a softball trip, and Brad will be back next week. I kind of framed it like, who did the spring portal better? Was it basketball or football? Now, it's not a one-to-one comparison. You've already kind of laid that out, because basketball had to build out an entire new roster to where football has specific needs to address. But knowing what their goals were, coming out of spring football for Ole Miss, needing to address the secondary, another offensive lineman, maybe another running back, filling out that quarterback room that became a problem, and Ole Miss having to build out basketball, having to build out a whole team, which one addressed what they had to do in the best fashion? And that's where I think it's the most interesting kind of point of comparison, because if you look at basketball, they had 13 spots to fill. Two returning guys with Malik Dia and Eduardo Klofke. Eduardo didn't take much to recruit back, but Malik Dia had options not only as far as going to the NBA, but had he gotten to the portal, the money he could have commanded as well. So to get him locked in early after Corey Chest, same day as Corey Chest, the transfer from LSU commits, was a big, big deal. I think Ole Miss basketball, though, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong here, Bill, I think Ole Miss basketball is still a piece away. And I'm not saying necessarily that football has done it better in the spring portal window, because we all will need to remember one thing. There is no set structure and time for roster building anymore. It's year-round all the way up into ad drop in August. That's why it's an everyday occurrence. That's why we talk about it almost every day on air, because the roster churn is constantly churning every single day. So knowing that, and knowing that Ole Miss basketball still needs a playmaking facilitator at point guard. Right now, that point guard, if the season started today, would be Keon Johnson, the transfer from Louisville, who only played two games last year because he was banged up. Really good at Washington, former top 50 point guard coming out of high school, but not really what we're talking about here. Desmond Claude from USC would make a lot of sense. P.J. Haggerty made a lot of sense. And Ole Miss is fished in those big waters, those costly, high-priced waters, but yet have yet to really take that dive and commit to that price point that's in the $2.5 million range for some of these top-end guys. Will they do that with Desmond Claude, who they've been negotiating with for weeks, even as Florida, the national champion, Florida Gators, kind of emerged as the leader, as the favorite to land Desmond Claude? Ole Miss continued to talk to him. This has been a top-end target for them in the portal for weeks now. The problem, again, is price point. And it's interesting because Ole Miss is never going to get into the business. And Chris Beard said this week on Gary Parrish's show in Memphis. Ole Miss is, and it's not just a basketball thing either. I think it's a across-the-board philosophy. You've heard Walker Jones say it on this podcast. You're on Talk of Champions. Powered, as always, by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. He said it here before. Very rarely is Ole Miss, despite all of its success in all sports in the portal, including Coach Yeo and women's basketball and how they've cleaned up, very rarely is Ole Miss the biggest bag dropper of the group. Ole Miss, I think, and it doesn't need to be lost here, where it's really developed a reputation and had so much success in a world that is completely volatile and really has no rhyme or reason to it. It's the wild, wild west. Is Ole Miss is a program that means what it says and says what it means. It negotiates in good faith, and what it says it will give you, it will give you. There's no, it's proof of concept. I mean, across the board, it's a well-oiled machine in that way. To where others might promise the moon, over-promise and under-deliver, Ole Miss promises and delivers exactly what it says it's going to do, which has real value and means something. In a world where everyone is out for themselves and trying to get the highest dollar, you would think. So I would look at basketball and football like this. They had two separate tracks they were traveling and having to accomplish. Football specifically had needs that it had to address coming out of the spring in the secondary, most of all. they're not done there either. They've only recruited or signed three of four defensive backs. And we've talked about it here on Talk of Champions, they want to sign at least four defensive backs in this spring portal window. They've missed on Patterson from Miami, who visited, or maybe they backed off of that when the ask didn't quite meet what the evaluation was. There's a number of things. I don't want to say miss because I don't know necessarily if that's the case with Patterson. They might have just moved on. They brought him in for a visit, and he ends up at Oklahoma State. I think if Ole Miss really wanted a player like that and was motivated enough, I don't think there's anything holding Ole Miss back from going and getting him, right? Still, though, we knew that the number was four, at least four defensive backs, and there are three, so they still have work left to do. A.J. Halsey, who they went and visited in Houston, the transfer from Houston, all Big 12 safety, who would really step in and be a day one contributor for him, starter from jump. He also ended up somewhere else. He's now at LSU at a rival. So that one feels more of a miss than Patterson. The point is they've had a number of candidates to get that fourth defensive back to really feel good about the art. Haven't been able to come up with that guy yet. However, in terms of what they needed to do, and even going on top of what they needed to do and what Ole Miss basketball has left to do, I would say so far Ole Miss football has hit its checklist better than basketball, but it's not really, in my opinion, and I want your take on this too. I wouldn't necessarily – like, I think basketball's done a really good job. If you look at the roster, this is going to be a competitive group once again. This is going to be a team that is firmly in the NCAA tournament discussion, that if it comes together – man, that they could be pretty special. I don't know. This year was about as special as it gets because you match the greatest single season accomplishment in Ole Miss basketball history and make the Sweet 16. And that's just such a rare thing in Ole Miss basketball history specifically that you don't want to just assume that that's the expectation now. But this team, if it were matched up against last year's team, would put up a heck of a fight. It would be a really competitive game, I think. But the question is, are they still missing that one more piece? So in framing it that way, with that playmaking facilitator at point guard, Desmond Claude, even if they were get a lesser player there, Terrence Ford maybe makes sense from Arkansas State. If they've got their one point guard away from really saying, despite how crazy this cycle was, and it was crazier than it's ever been, the numbers were insane, the negotiations were more complicated, the voices in the different representatives, be it family members or agents that you had to deal with and negotiate with a number that was a moving target for most all of these players, I think Ole Miss and Chris Beard deserve plaudits in a very high grade, whatever grade you think that might be, Bill, for what they've gotten done. But there's still more to do. They still have to get at least three more players to fill out the roster, including a starter, in my opinion, at point guard that could really take this team from competitive right there in the conversation. You know Chris Beard is going to have his team fighting like heck. From that place to, they need to be taken seriously as far as the upper tier of the greatest basketball conference in America, the SEC, because a Desmond Claude sets them over the edge in that way or pushes them into that different contention tier. Football, man, they've hit not only – they're one short defensive back, but, Bill, I think what's not getting talked about enough is even the areas that I'm not sure the casual fan, us who got to see some practice, was aware that Ole Miss really had a need for, and they've addressed it significantly, specifically talking about quarterbacks. We knew that adding a running back was a want, not necessarily a need, but to get a 1,000-yard rusher in Damian Taylor from Troy is a huge get in a room that has been completely overhauled and has flipped a weakness, inarguably one of, if not the top weakness for Ole Miss last year, a capable running game, the Achilles heel that cost him, I would argue, 17 points against Kentucky, 17 points against Florida. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't score points. There wasn't balance. I think they've addressed that biggest need both in high school and in transfer portal recruiting, including Damian Taylor. But the quarterbacks, bringing in three of four defensive backs to kind of shore up what was obviously not going to work with the bodies that they had in the spring. So right now I would give that edge to football. But just because I would give that edge to football for what they needed to accomplish, at least compared to Ole Miss basketball, both, I would say, in a world that is, I don't know how they're going through this, Bill. I don't know how they're guiding through this because there is no structure. There are no rules. There are no guardrails. They still have both responded in a very high-level way to allow Ole Miss operationally across the board to continue to perform as one of the better, sports organizations in college football across the board for next season. But I would give it to football a little bit because of how they were able to fill it out a little bit, knowing that Ole Miss basketball still has more left to do. In your opinion, Mr. Billy Embody, am I giving a little bit too much leniency, to football? Or am I off the mark here? Or are you kind of like me? Because we knew what basketball, they had to build a whole team out. It's not a fair one-to-one comparison. But if you consider what they had to do, what you knew they had to do, and what they've gotten done so far, both have gone about it in a unique way, but they and each have gotten to a really competitive place impressively, but there's still more meat on the bone, especially in my opinion for basketball. What about you?
Yeah, I'm with you on basketball having more meat left on the bone to get done. I mean, this is a team that now in the front court you feel very good about. James Scott, Corey Chess, Malik Dia back, Augusto Casilla, they add him into the mix. You've now revamped that entire front court, and it looks to be a front court that can be, without a doubt, one of the better ones for Ole Miss in recent history, but also one that can allow them to challenge those athletic SEC teams that they'll face game in, game out. They'll be able to hold their own. And at some points during the course of the season, we saw that lack of true big men, bite them in the rear end a little bit. Chris Beard loves the positionless basketball. He loves everybody being able to defend, to handle the ball, to do all of these different things. And that's what makes his lineup tough to defend. And that's what makes his lineup also able to defend really well and step up in those key moments. But where they need to find that extra piece is the star in the backcourt. And I think right now they have a group of players that are fully capable of being those type of players. AJ Storr, does it come together for him? Travis Perry, he's got all the accolades in the world. Does it come together for him in his second year of college basketball? They went over to France. They flew Status Jet over there, I'm sure, to pick up Elias Carmandine. How do you get those guys to step up and play at a very high level, in particular the point guard position? Corin Johnson's going to be leaned on there. You hope he's healthy. It is in the backcourt, and this is too harsh to probably say it this way, but I don't really have any other way to say it simply, but maybe an island of misfit toys a little bit, and guys that have different stories as to why they haven't played at their full potential or maybe their recruiting ranking just yet and why they're on to their next schools. But they do have talent. They have ability. I mean, what AJ Storr did earlier in his career has to excite you if Chris Beard can pull that out of him. If Corin Johnson is healthy, he's a player that Louisville did not want to lose, and they didn't want to lose him anyway. So those are the type of players that you got to be a little bit excited, but cautiously excited about them because they don't have that consistent production yet. And I think that's kind of almost similar to what the Chris Beard culture is kind of built on, right? Like, this is not a program that is, like you said, going to bag drop, going to sign 1,000,005 stars, going to, he is the opposite. And I covered Will Wade when he got to LSU. He's the opposite of Will Wade in the sense that
he's going to be a problem at NC State.
100% going to be a problem. But Will is kind of on the Calipari idea of, all right, I'm just going to figure out a way to get the most 5 stars, the most talent, whatever, and see how it goes. Whereas Chris Beard, he has to have that fit of the culture. And he's almost better when he has players that have been called misfit toys or been, injured, and they finally put it together. And they do all these things, and they bring it together, and they created something beautiful this year. Now they got to do it again with an entirely different team and a team that is structured so differently. I mean, I mentioned that front court. So I still think there's meat left on the bone from the standpoint of you have to have a star guard in the SEC. And it would really, really help if it was your point guard. And if they don't have that for sure right now, that's still an area where on a basketball team, that's a big hole. That's not plugging a secondary that, you might need to grab a couple pieces so that you defend the pass a little bit better, because Ole Miss has a great defensive line, it looks like, that's going to be out there pressuring the quarterback and helping out the secondary on the football field. And they've got a linebacker group that has options and has talent. That front seven is going to help you get a lot of things done. And they've got some pieces in the secondary that they like, but it's not having to replace your quarterback in the transfer portal in the spring window, which is kind of where Chris Beard had to replace his whole team, but he still needs that star punch at the point guard position that they just haven't gotten yet. And again, the numbers are ridiculous. It's all of those things. And I do think there's that balance of the culture that Chris Beard wants, where, yes, there are guys that are going to be making seven figures on this team, but there are also reasonably paid seven-figure players. You know, they're not the $5 million AJ, the number one player in the country, type of player. So that is kind of the line to walk for him. And when it comes to football, I think they were able to go out. And, I mean, Damian Taylor from Troy, that feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? To go out and get somebody that had a little Sun Belt recognition, was the team's, you know, top running back, made some plays, you know, really excited about getting his shot in the SEC to show what he can do this season. And then, like you talked about, you go out in a secondary window that was not great. Like, nobody looked around in the spring and said, wow, there's just studs everywhere.
Nico was the big name. Nico got in, and he got in when, honestly, all the coaches want to get rid of the spring portal window. All the football coaches, they want it gone. And at some point, it'll be gone. But, yeah, what you already saw this year was not necessarily the de-emphasization of, if that's a word, of the spring portal so much that by design, the way all schools operate, they're trying to force – more of a calendar. So the spring wasn't as filled with those top end players or name players. Nico got in because he took advantage of the one window that everyone's, you know, tired and sick of. So for Ole Miss, you're right to go into this window specifically with like the quarterback piece is really fascinating. All right. AJ Maddox hurt his hand, was having, according to Lane Kiffin, a good spring, according to what we were able to see, a good enough spring. There are mixed reports on that. Some say that he wasn't he wasn't necessarily giving everybody the warm and fuzzies about if Austin Simmons goes down. It was very obvious that it was AJ Maddox or nothing at all, and that just was not a tenable place to be. To go into this window and to not just get bodies, like Pierce Clarkson was a body. We can all agree with that now. He's back in the portal. They signed him in the winter window because the numbers for quarterbacks were insane. And he didn't really do anything in the spring. Went through the spring. I saw him. Wasn't all that impressive physically. Didn't have some big arm that jumped out to you. He was just a third man in a room that you had to have to take the third reps, second or third reps. And for the longest, or at least in the last couple of weeks, when AJ gets hurt, Pierce Clarkson is your number two. You go, oh, well, this isn't going to work. So to go into this portal window and not have to pay $1.5 million for a Penn State transfer quarterback, but instead get two guys with upside, one from D2 in Trinidad Chambliss, who I think has untapped potential for what he could be. We don't even know what he is yet. Like getting that piece of clay to put in the room with Lane Kiffin, who is great with quarterbacks, is that dual threat clay too, that dual threat capability and a running component that is ready already for this level, but turning them into something more if Austin Simmons isn't the guy you thought he was, if he isn't the quarterback you thought he was, that's already by itself a lottery ticket worth taking and taking a chance on. The Oklahoma State quarterback started the last two games last year for Oklahoma State. So now you've got the upside that you're betting on with AJ Maddox, but you got it with Trinidad Chambliss's. AJ Maddox is on the shelf. But two, you have actual production on your side. You have a guy who has played in game more, started more games in his college career than Austin Simmons has. That has value. He also has eligibility remaining, 4 years of eligibility remaining. I don't know if eligibility is just a lie now anyway, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing that, like, the Texas Tech kid in basketball is getting a seventh year of eligibility. Like, what are we doing? That was the joke in Van Wilder coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Van was in his seventh year of college, and everybody was like, dude, graduate already. And at this point, if you're not exercising all options to get to 5, 6, 7 years, you're wasting your negotiating window, right? Like
we just missed that window, 5 to 7 years, Ben. We missed.
I mean, exactly. Like I'd have stayed at Ole Miss for 7 years. You know, yeah. Like I was a kid whose dad was fortunate to have a dad who took care of him. All I needed to make was a 22 on my ACT, and I was going to Ole Miss. So I threw a party the minute I hit 22. You know what I mean? There was no more. I need to get a 36 because I'm going to get a scholarship. I'm just saying, like I returned that favor to my dad by saying, "Hey, I'm going to work hard." Which was, and get out in 4 years. And I got out in 4 years. Now accountancy about did me in. That's why I'm sitting here talking to y'all and not balancing books, right? But can you, like, 7 years? Seven. As far as Ole Miss in his quarterback room, having a player who started games last year, and you could say, well, what does starting really mean? Well, it means they have at least gotten live bullets, you know, more live bullets than Austin Simmons has, not in the SEC.
And but, the weekly preparation of it, you know,
the
process of being the guy, the mindset.
That's it. He went through the same process as Austin Simmons last year and even got some starts. Austin Simmons is a better prospect than Smith is from Oklahoma State. However, he is still unproven. And he's on every podcast right now. He's going to be on ours again next week. You know, I think we're trying to do a live with them from the Riverland Roofing Studios down there on the square. We're going to be building out a studio, having a lot of guests come in. You'll see, we'll do a live with him. That'll be the difference in all the other interviews he's doing, I suppose. But like he's done everything right in terms of a strong spring, leadership, being the face, being a voice, stepping into the shoes, the huge shoes that Jackson Dart left. But from a personnel standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, it would have been malpractice after the way the spring played out with Pierce Clarkson not being much another and AJ Maddox having, depending on who you talk to, a good spring, an okay spring, and they had to really hit that room. And to do that in this portal window when it's being de-emphasized, I think is a huge feather in Lane Kiffin and company's cap, on top of adding a 1,000-yard rusher to your backfield, hitting on 3 out of 4 defensive backs that you're trying to sign, one of which is a potential starter immediately in Ricky Fletcher from South Alabama. That's why I give football a little bit of an advantage right now. But basketball is just, it's different. It's completely, that's why it's, I want to make sure people understand where this is not a one-to-one comparison. If Ole Miss basketball goes out and gets that playmaking facilitator at point guard, like a Desmond Claude, it's aces across the board. Yes. Because the numbers, again, have been insane. And, yes, your misfit toys comparison, it makes sense. It kind of fits because look at A.J. Store, who's on his 8th program in 8 years, going back to high school. Look at Karen Johnson from Louisville, who only played 2 games last year because he was banged up. Travis Perry gets pushed out after the off-season transfer portal travails of Mark Pope at Kentucky as the highest-scoring Kentucky player in the history of Kentucky high school basketball, over 5,000 points. But as fun as he is on paper or what he could be potentially, what has he really done? The starting experience last year at Kentucky is important, but there are question marks about him and what he is as a player. Corey Chest, he addresses the immediate need that they had last year that really hurt them. Because they look at their resume last year, Bill. Their resume last year was insane. The wins that they got, we don't talk enough about that. The high major was not just beating Alabama, number 4 in a row, not just beating Tennessee. I'm talking about the non-conference wins. And you go and whip Louisville, who had a streak of non-conference wins of being undefeated, going into it was something crazy, getting to the top 25, and you just poached 2 of their better players, right? The thing is, though, is both of those players have question marks. They're not ready-made. They are ready-made to step in and play. James Scott averaged like 6 and 7. He's a big. He helps open up the pick and roll game and spacing for Malik Diaz specifically to step out to 3 to cause mismatch problems. Because this true star added this offseason is Malik Diaz. Yeah. Retaining Malik Diaz. That doesn't need to be lost. The retention of Malik Diaz is a huge, huge deal. But you're still a player short. Even still, they put together competitiveness, but they've had to do it in a non-traditional way, a very Chris Beard way. He's trusting his own evaluation. Like, you can see the vision. You can see how A.J. Store steps in for Dre Davis at the 3, you know, or Matt Morrell there at the 3 as Matt was playing it toward the end of the year when they would go small and Dre would play the 4 because they had nobody to guard the rim, a glass cleaning rim runner like a Corey Chest. They have that now. So AJ Store can settle in at the three, but is like it, this is his money year too, right? They're betting on him in his money year. Yeah, this is his eighth program in 8 years. This is the money year. And it's like that with a lot of guys. Corin Johnson's a good example of that. Travis Perry has a lot to prove. This is a roster with a lot to prove. It's just lacking that one more piece, specifically at point guard, to make you go, dang, you know, solid positive marks across the board for Chris Beard and company, knowing as we do what they have faced this portal window, it would be impossible not to give them the edge. But for what Ole Miss football, the window as it was presented to Ole Miss football, and considering the needs that it had left for them to go out and get this done like this, it shows that Lane Kiffin still remains on campus the portal king. Coach Yeo has had, inarguably, as far as landing star-studded talent, I would say the most successful across the board offseason or trip through the portal. But Lane Kiffin's still the portal king because he understands exactly what he needs just by alone what he did at quarterback. So both of them, in their own roundabout ways, have gotten to a really strong competitive place. There's still more meat on the bone for both of them, but more for basketball than football. Football is getting close to a finished product. Now, again, roster builds don't end until, you know, classes start in August. They're not done. They will keep exploring any and all avenues to get better, and there's still one more defensive back at least that they want to add. Who those defensive back candidates are, I don't know. Tavoy Fagan, I was told by someone who would know, is more of a depth piece for this year than he is to expect to come and step in and start. So, TJ Banks, you still have an important role to play. You have to be a starter. They still need you to be a starter regardless of what they've added. Cedric Beavers, continue that push from the spring, your former four-star JUCO player. This is the year then, year two, where JUCO players actually start to show up and show out. Now's the time for Cedric Beavers. Just because they've added these guys doesn't mean we forget about TJ Banks, Cedric Beavers, who are making strides in the spring, Sage Ryan, Jalen Braxton. Jalen Braxton was injured all spring. There's a lot of volatile and also unanswered questions, right, about the personnel and how it will shake out. But they didn't have enough bodies. And because they went and added not just bodies but high-end bodies in rooms that we weren't even expecting necessarily, I'm going to give it to football right now. But basketball, if they go and knock out, you know, a Desmond Claude or anybody that kind of fits what we're talking about, gives them more assurances at point guard, what Chris Beard was able to get done considering every headwind he faced this spring portal will be without a doubt the best job of anybody, because men's basketball in the portal in the spring this year was unlike anything else. I mean, you ask around, the numbers, Bill, insanity. And if you're a player, why wouldn't you ask for those numbers? Right? Like, of course,
take advantage of it before the house steps in.
Yeah. I mean, now you got Nick Saban. I don't understand this whole commission, by the way, Bill. I don't think I get this. Nick Saban is being appointed by President Donald Trump to be a co-chair of a study of college sports. We studied this stuff enough. I'm done with studying.
I don't understand.
Like, what are we talking about? Studying what? We know what the problems are. Just give me some fixes here, right?
Yeah, like, this whatever side you stand on, I'm like, wait, what has the House been doing for the last year? What, or 2 years or 3 years or however long this has been going on? I mean,
right? We've been hearing about some House settlement for a year.
Since now.
Like, yeah, and it's always been 2 weeks away, you know? Yeah. Always 2 weeks. In about 2 weeks, we're going to hear something from the House settlement. And we don't hear jack crap. You got a 77-year-old judge who's trying to make sure Title IX sports are protected. I get it. There's very complicated conversations being had here.
We've got to study the problem.
Yeah. We don't need to study it, Bill. We know what the problem is.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantan Dip products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Oh, and Ole Miss has been able to navigate it. And they're being, I think this is a interesting point of the whole run from the House settlement, but for Ole Miss in particular, because Ole Miss is trying to find a way to navigate this where, look, Ole Miss doesn't have Texas Tech's Cody Campbell or whatever his name is, who's writing a $1 billion check for NIL. Like, they don't have it, but they have NIL.
They have Bryce a lot of Underwood backing, you know, to go pay however much. Oh, we decided we want Bryce Underwood, get Tom Brady and Dave Portnoy and all the other cats. You know,
the Microsoft CEO. Like, what? Like, no, that's just not there right now. And, you know, maybe one day it happens, but you still have to navigate this in kind of a tedious way. And at the same time, I think you have two coaches that are very different in a sense, because Lane's, in my opinion, just kind of watching him, his perspective would probably be, well, players want to get paid. This is the NFL now. All right, if we don't like you, we're going to cut you. We're going to move on. You know, Pierce Clarkson out the door, you know, those things. Whereas Chris Beard would probably be that cutthroat, but he also is more about the culture and getting it right, which means getting the guys, having them be together and doing all those things. And that's not to discount Lane's philosophy on culture, but because of the pro approach that Lane Kiffin and his staff take, you should be in that buy-in phase anyway, in a sense.
Chris Beard thinks of himself as a misfit too.
Yeah, I mean, he really, I don't want to, he's a former junior college coach, and those guys are some of the best coaches in the country at developing, and they're gritty, they're tough, and I mean, you see them on the sidelines. People absolutely let you have it. And so will Lane, but I mean, it's a different, it's just two different approaches in a sense, but both navigating a world that doesn't have all the answers for them about how to play the game and what the rules are and what the rules are going to be. And that's the hardest thing about this exact moment. Like if it's December, okay, it's the window, we're fine. You know, everybody's going to try to get who they get. And Ole Miss came away with what? The number two portal class in the country.
Yep.
Great job. That was leaving the December window. And they still have that number two portal class, I think. I haven't checked, but you know, they've added enough where they, I'm pretty sure I saw them up there. So,
well, it's weird because like it feels like Ole Miss is one of the few programs that's, or big programs that's still adding in the spring portal window. You know, yeah. Like that's something that's kind of surprised me. You haven't seen the same kind of activity and run. And you're right, though, like the personnel is different. It's not as high end per se, but that's what separates the good portal programs and the great portal programs. I'm not talking about results on the field. Ole Miss missed the playoff. That was obviously a disappointment. They went into the portal to shore up, or at least like to strengthen already strong position groups to really go all in and kick butt and take names and punch their ticket, and they failed. So I'm not talking about on the field so much as how we gauge this kind of action by coaches. And Lane has figured it out. He understands how to make it work at Ole Miss. It's different than Chris Beard's. Chris Beard has figured out how to make it work too. But to where football has any and all resources, basketball has had to build it from scratch, right? Yeah. Now, there's enthusiasm for basketball, and there's real money being given to NIL for Ole Miss basketball. But Chris Beard has had to go about it by trusting evaluation. I mean, you're right, because Lane is all about the pro mindset, as he should be. I mean, this
– like you should be ready to go for me every day because we're pros.
Yeah, we're pros. Like, if you don't like it, leave. Like, or we'll cut you. And I mean, you mentioned one of the players Ole Miss has lost this spring. Like, look at the names. Like, these are guys that were being, some of them were being celebrated on their signing day, you know, because they were.
Yeah.
And but there is no second guessing. It's a pure bottom line decision. So and so, and I don't want to name names, but so and so wasn't delivering. We need a spot. We are held to, I think the cap is, what is it, 105? Or maybe it's something like that. Like the cap, we are capped at this number. We need a spot. Yeah, get rid of so-and-so because he hasn't done anything. Well, wait a second. He was a four-star. Doesn't matter. And that's how Lane operates. Meanwhile, Chris goes from a little bit more of an underdog point of view. He looks for forgotten guys or guys who have checkered past because – he is the ultimate culture coach, where Lane is the ultimate pro mindset coach. Chris Beard is the ultimate culture coach. If you walk into his office, all the walls are black and he's got nothing but like pictures of Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac. You know, this man knows who he is. He's very, very firm and confident and strong in who he is. But it's different, and it's not good or bad or different. I mean, it's just different, right? Where Lane is operating from either get in or get the heck out. Chris is more like, you know, he's trying to build out a family every year, year to year. And it's so much harder now in this transfer year, but he did it last year. Last year wasn't necessarily as much thrown together pieces like you could see. It made a little bit more sense, at least the vision did. But Sean Padula, even though he was accomplished at Virginia Tech, like he didn't become Ole Miss's face until the spring. Until the spring. Because Malik Dia was that guy early on. Dre Davis was that guy early on. Dre Davis was their most consistent offensive and defensive player for the season's first 2 months. Matthew Morrell was banged up all year and really, you know, wasn't Matthew Morrell all year. There were times where he flashed a little bit. Jamin Brakefield became an amazing story because of his consistency, especially in SEC play and the lack of front court productivity outside of Malik Dia, who was really up and down. I mean, the story all year was Malik Dia, you know, tapping into that NBA potential that he has, that he considered before he re-upped with Ole Miss this year because of how well he played in the NCAA tournament. So it wasn't just one guy. Yes, Sean Padula is now the one everybody points to because of how he ended it, but that was a team of guys that that Chris had to mold into and take them, elevate them as a team. He's going to try to do the same thing with this more misfit-like built roster, but this roster still has a ton of upside. And don't forget, again, there's still time. There's still so much time that if he goes and gets that dynamic facilitating playmaker, it might not fit the mold of Desmond Claude. None of us were really like jumping through hoops and celebrating when Juju Murray signed on.
Yeah.
Juju Murray wasn't recruited heavily. He wasn't all that hard, like heavily pursued in the portal. And in the last 2 years, few, if any, players meant more for what the role that they played for Ole Miss basketball than Juju. So getting someone like that, that has scoring capability, because right now you're relying too much on a non-ball dominant guard and Travis Perry dominating the ball some, and Corin Johnson, who's been hurt. So that's kind of where the table is. That's where things are set. Both coaches have done tremendous work and followed their visions and philosophies impressively. There's still more meat on the bone for both of them, especially in the defensive secondary. But for the remaining need, the biggest, most glaring remaining need for both programs, basketball still has more, the most work left to do. We've got a lot going on here at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. Wanted to touch on all that because this is a reset. You know, May 9th, things are starting to settle down a little bit. But today, Ole Miss is on commitment watch for a four-star 2026 prospect that Bill's going to tell you about. But before he does that, our shouts again, Riverland Roofing. RiverlandRoofing.com, 662-644-4297. A lot of fun stuff coming. Specifically Riverland, we're building out a studio, going to have some live shows. Austin Simmons is going to be coming in. We got a lot of stuff we got planned once this studio is up and operable. We want you fans to come in when you're in town. Man, come hang out with us at Riverland. You know, we might have some tailgating stuff going on. We have a lot of big plans, so be on the lookout for that. And you'll hear more about that both on this podcast, Talk Champions Powered by Riverland, and also College Corner and B&A Bank, all these companies that really just support us and allow us to do, you know, chase what these dreams we got, including, you know, the coolest Ole Miss hangout of a studio you could possibly come up with. That's what my goal is for the Riverland studio, actually in Riverland in Oxford, not just the little Riverland Roofing Studios with the little house up top. But yes, Ole Miss is on commitment watching. Bill, you've been on this one. You've been previewing this one now for a little bit. We don't know for sure, but how we feeling? Because Ole Miss could get some good news today.
Yeah, don't want to spoil the moment here, but we are on commitment watch. I would just be on the Spirit around lunchtime. OMSpirit.com, just $1 to sign up, so you'll be on there on the message board celebrating with us. As this is a big commitment for Ole Miss, it's on the offensive side of the ball. So just stay tuned for that. We'll have another podcast breaking it down here and what's next for Ole Miss in the 2026 recruiting class. We'll drop that. It'll be a shorter one for you, help you get through some last minute Mother's Day errands for you guys on this weekend. But so stay tuned for that. That'll be right at noon Central if you're listening from what I'm hearing. So stay tuned to that. Big time target for Ole Miss, and one
player Bill has been talking about for a little while.
Yes,
he's trying to do right by the kid. It's a different day and age, but yes, commitment watch. But also, I think there's really starting to see some recruiting movement for Ole Miss football in the high school ranks, specifically because April 29th, coaches finally got back out on the road, and they've been going on the road constantly, visiting all kinds of players. Like today, Ole Miss will be, among other stops, going to see Emmanuel Tucker here in New Albany on a tough day for New Albany. The high school jamboree is still going to be played, the spring jamboree at 7 o'clock. Or 6:30, I can't remember exactly, and Ole Miss will be represented there. He's been committed as Emmanuel Tucker to Mississippi State since February. I don't believe that's going to stick. I think he's going to end up being an Ole Miss Rebel. And it speaks to what Bill's talked about a lot in terms of high school offensive linemen and Ole Miss's philosophy change a little bit. This player is not ready. Emmanuel is not ready to step in and push to start as a true freshman. He is more of a project. Now, you love the size, 6'7", 300 pounds. Ranked as a top 200 prospect, top 150 prospect, according to On3, a four-star consensus except for ESPN, which I don't know what they need to see, but he's all but a consensus four-star prospect. But he is a project compared to other guys in this class. But Ole Miss is going to be in to see him today. They're at New Albany Spring Jamboree. They want him. And I feel, not just because I'm born and raised and live in New Albany and this is my hometown, I just believe that Ole Miss has a lot of momentum right now and is trending still, despite his long-held commitment now to Mississippi State, still trending toward him being an Ole Miss Rebel National Signing Day. And he's not the only player that Ole Miss is going to see. You actually wrote about this on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. They've seen Corey Wells. They're going to see Tristan Keys again. I think this is a very important time for Ole Miss football recruiting, specifically in state. And I'm sure you can touch on this even more, but it starts, at least today for me, with Ole Miss going to see Emmanuel Tucker, because I think they're really trying to clean up Mississippi recruiting. These next two classes of Mississippi recruiting, arguably two of the best Mississippi has ever had. And Ole Miss believes it strongly in owning the state, especially as they get a little bit more long in the tooth here at Ole Miss. They want to be recognized as, without any question, if there even is a question anymore, the program to come to in the state. So be on the lookout for that at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Fill it up on three. If it's Billy's byline, my byline, there could be a lot of recruiting stuff popping off, including Rebel coaches on the road, Bill.
Yes, I do want to highlight one other guy that they do have on the radar to see tonight. It's a legacy prospect, Deuce Gerald's Collins Hill out there in Suwanee, Georgia. Randall Joyner and I believe maybe a couple other coaches are going to be out there seeing him. Huge target here, and one that I just dropped the new class prediction piece on the Ole Miss Spirit. So my take on where Ole Miss's 2026 recruiting class stands is now on the Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, for just a dollar. Deuce Gerald's is in it. He's in the main profile picture for the story as well. So showing some love to an Ole Miss legacy, one of the best defensive linemen in the country. Ohio State's in the mix here. A couple other schools are hanging in here. This is one that could get interesting because defensive line is, man, when you talk about some of the best recruiting battles and the ones that get the most interesting, they go back to defensive linemen usually in the Southeastern Conference. And it's one of those things where Randall Joyner is going to have to continue to keep doing what he's doing. But that's why he's also spreading out across the country and making sure that they show love to some other top targets. And one that they were by to see this week was Jamion Winfield, the USC commit. Top 100 prospect right in Randall Joyner's hometown backyard. He was in the Dallas area this week seeing him, and he is a Mississippi native, has some Mississippi ties as well. So that is something to keep an eye on there. Long way to go in that recruitment. Just being around it a little bit, that one screams, for the most part, that it might not start until couple days before signing day, really. But right. He did dish out an offer while he was in Dallas area as well to the number one defensive lineman in America for the class of 2027, and that's Jalen Brewster, big defensive tackle out of Cedar Hill, one of the best programs in the country at producing talent consistently, and somebody that will be on the radar for a long, long time. I actually saw him at Under Armour Houston as well, and he had a really strong showing there. This is the high school that produced DeMarcus Lodge, Zachary Franklin as well. So a little bit of familiarity there.
Ole Miss legend Zachary Franklin.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to mention him. Maybe he's listening. Maybe he'll come on the show at some point. I don't know.
I got questions for Zachary, man. I have some questions.
You got some questions? I don't even know who he is. I do know who DeMarcus Lodge is.
Yes, DeMarcus Lodge, five-star wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. He was big, big time. I remember watching him.
Underrated, underappreciated, dominant Ole Miss wide receivers ever. When you think about Ole Miss U or wide receiver U at Ole Miss, you think AJ, DK, even though DK was injured for most of his Ole Miss career, Laquan, Dante Moncrief, Shea Hodge, Elijah Moore, DeMarcus Lodge is in that same top 10 tier, man. He's in there, and he's around still all the time to this day. I saw him at Ole Miss Pro Day. Still looks like he can get some passes. Doesn't get enough credit in Texas recruiting, specifically for Lane Kiffin and company. Your territory, Randall Joyner, has been a fertile recruiting ground and important prioritized state to build it out. And I want to say one thing about Deuce Gerald's. I will believe that Davern Gerald's son doesn't go to Ole Miss when he doesn't go to Ole Miss, but he is wanted by everybody. Oklahoma is definitely in there. Yep. Everybody wants Deuce. But, man, when I think the late 2000s, right, 2008, 2009, yeah, of course, we think about Jevis Snead, God rest his soul. We think about Deuce McAllister. We think about Deuce McAllister. Listen to me. I meant to say the Dexter McCluster.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's what I grew up watching.
I grew up watching Deuce and Dexter. So anyway, Dexter McArthur, we think about those players. But for me, just as synonymous with that time and those teams, those back-to-back Cotton Bowl teams, 50 years, according to Houston Nutt, Davern Jerrell starting at center, man. So I would be shocked if that kid doesn't end up at Ole Miss. But it is not a foregone conclusion because everybody wants him, and that kid is going to demand market price, and he's going to demand to be treated as the caliber prospect he is. And Ole Miss has shown time and again that it takes care of the prospects it wants, and it's going to meet whatever number it needs to if it really wants Deuce Jerrell. However, there are still some traditional recruiting components to this stuff. And man, if Davern Jerrell's son doesn't end up at Ole Miss, we have lost the plot. You know what I mean? Come on now. And seeing Davern there with Deuce at a camp recently, dude, Davern looks like he could still suit up. Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
And we the fun thing
first day of spring, right?
Yeah. And I was talking to Davern. I was like, man, like, could you still take Deuce if he was like, all right, Dad, let's wrestle? He's like, I don't know, man. I mean, Deuce has got, it's like, I'm old, but Davern still looks like he's got it. Deuce looks like he's ready to step in and make an impact on winning as soon as possible. And I'm not one to say that really about freshmen in this culture, but man, he has everything you're looking for in prospects. So, those are a lot of fun names. Recruiting is happening at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, FootyBone3, both in football, basketball, portal, high school recruiting. Ole Miss football is one of only six programs in the last 3 years to sign top 25 high school classes and top 25 transfer classes. Ole Miss is signing top 20 high school. The difference, Ole Miss is signing top 20 high school classes in top three transfer classes. You wonder what the formula is for Ole Miss in 2025? You're seeing it. And that's why I kind of give Lane Kiffin and company an edge right now, only because of the need for Chris Beard. But yeah, recruiting is that's the beauty of this time. It used to be, man, if we're not talking about Ole Miss baseball, he's got Mississippi State this weekend. What the heck are we going to talk about on May 9th? The beauty is roster building and putting the pieces together and following along the trail and talking to sources about where they're going, who they're talking to. It is now year round and can keep us entertained even when there's no football, even as we're trying to just get through these dog days. And it's just started the dog days. We're going to be here at Talk of Champions talking about all of it. And our thanks again to Riverland Roofing.
Yeah. Riverlandroofing.com is where you can find more information on all they can do for you as well. So reach out to them, give them a call, support them, support our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com, all of our sponsors, BNA Bank, College Corner. We appreciate all of them. Hey, have a great Mother's Day. I know this is a tough weekend for you guys there in New Albany, but what are you guys doing on Mother's Day? You guys have any plans there?
Well, yes, of course. I didn't know this, so I went to buy gifts when I had some time yesterday.
Yeah, this is the second time that on this podcast there's been some sort of story about you buying a gift for your wife. Am I wrong?
No, it's pretty regular occurrence. Look, I'm almost 40 years old. My wife and I have been married for 15 years in June. Bill, I'm going to tell you this as a friend, because you're still – how long you and your wife been married?
3 years.
You're still in the infancy
stage. In a couple weeks.
My point is this. You get 15 years in, either you had Riz or you didn't. You don't just lose the Riz, all right? I know how to make sure that I can still get laid at 38, all right? So I was going to shop for a great Mother's Day gift for my wife. Found something for my mother as well. But I'm talking to the young ladies as I'm checking out.
Quite the transition there from I know how to get laid to shopping for your mom and your wife at the same time. Go on.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm a man of many talents. Anyway, so I'm checking out, talking to the two young ladies at the desk. I don't know when this happened, but when I was growing up, every Mother's Day, like the thing you bought is a corsage for your mom, for your grandmother, you know, because they would wear it to church. And then the preacher would say, all right, who's the oldest mother here? And they'd stand up and say, all right, give Miss Mary Frances a rose. Then they say, all right, who's the youngest? Which could get a little hairy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a little hairy in a Southern Baptist church on a Sunday for celebrate Mother's Day. All right, give it to little Janie. Proud of you, little Janie. You know, keep God first. How many got the most kids? All right, so I'm explaining this to these girls, and they're looking at me like, what the heck are you talking about? This isn't a thing anymore. No one gets their mom's corsages. No one, like, Mother's Day is about, it's just another.
You got the 4K camera with you. They're like, what is this for?
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? Like, she's like, you used to buy your mom a corsage. I was like, y'all don't? So I've unlocked a new phase of shopping freedom for holidays for my wife and, of course, my mother on Mother's Day. And I decided, like, the old regressive ways of buying them flowers that just died a couple of days, spending $80 on some nonsense. These kids don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Just buy them something nice. I'm giving you great advice. This is great free advice. Yeah. Buy them something nice that is, quote, from the heart. Go in there, go, you know, this looks like my mom. This looks like my wife. Go into their, like, favorite store and say, and just pick out something. I promise you that will get you much further. For all you out there that are in a dry spell, I'm giving you perfect advice. All right.
Go get something.
The corsages are dead. They're dead.
Oh, they're dead.
They're dead. No one's buying them anymore. These kids had no idea what I was even talking about. They're like, I've never bought a corsage for my mom. What? I'm thinking.
They probably don't even do the needles anymore. They probably do magnets.
That's what I'm saying. You remember, like, when we were in prom, dude, and they were like, they're pinning our thing. Like, they would poke the crap out of you. You know, these kids, they don't know how good they got it. They're never going to get poked with needles. Both, you know, don't get a corsage, friend. Whoever's listening this far in, 55 minutes into Talk of Champions on a Friday.
We're sorry.
But this is great advice, free advice.
Yeah, it's true.
Even if you think, well, I don't know what I'm picking out. I don't know what to get. It doesn't matter. That's what makes it even more special. You go in there, say, that kind of looks like my baby. That kind of looks like my honey. And she's going to open that up. And she's going to go, oh, my gosh. She's probably not going to like it. That's why you leave the receipt in there so she can take it back to her favorite store to return it for what she wants to. Yeah. And I'm just going to say it. You're not going to go home empty-handed. All right? That's all.
There you go.
You're welcome. Friendly Ginger Shrek over here in New Albany, Mississippi, will tell you very clearly, don't know much, know how to keep the wife satisfied. I'm just saying. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Look, it is a hard day in New Albany. It really is to me. And, you know, I thank all of you who've reached out after we touched on it on Monday. Joel Gafford, grew up with him. Ripley baseball coach for 15 years. He has been laid to rest today. It has been a hard, hard week. I'm actually in choir with his wife. And that Sunday, when the news came, she was supposed to sing for Sunday morning church. And I was there with her last Wednesday as she was practicing through, sang beautifully, just singing to God. And it just shows you the delicacy, how hard life can be and how quick it can change in a second. So give thanks today. Let go and let God today. Thank you for your encouragement, both for my hometown and also for the Ripley community, for their support on the Ole Miss Spirit. And continue to pray over all involved here, but also all those that are touched by tragedy, which is your next door neighbor. There's somebody every single day. Always remember, the worst thing you can be as a servant to a living God is in isolation. Even if you think, man, I don't want to bother so-and-so. I don't want to, you know, I'll see him at so-and-so. You don't know if that's the last time you see him or don't. So reach out to them and show your love while you can. And it sounds cliche, but I'm telling you, man, how quickly a life was flipped and changed forever is something that has been seared into my mind, I think, for the rest of my life, seeing how this is impacted. So y'all just love on each other, man. It ain't that serious. God is good. God is sovereign. And thank y'all for joining us on Talk of Champions and for allowing us to do this, you know, on a daily basis and just get to hang out. And we want you with us everywhere we go. So thank you.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And we'll be back with the podcast. A
little short. Go find that slump buster downtown. You're welcome.
Have a good one, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.